subscribe to the Chevra, the beautiful music. You should be able to be failed to zam, to sing together and to dance together in Yerushalayim.
Amazing.
Chevra. Every year I think about this. When it comes time, Mishnichnas Adam Avim Besimcha. Which is not brought in the Rambam, it's not brought in the Halacha. But we wait for it all year. And what happens? You know that Simcha, the Svarim tells us that Simcha, that a person waits for, doesn't always happen. We're waiting for things in life to cheer us up, to make us happy. We should all be zeichet to have wonderful things. But there are complications in life. And the Svarim say that in the Pasuk, Ivdu was Hashem b'simcha, Ivdu was Hashem b'simcha means that simcha is not right. You have to work for simcha. Sometimes it happens when it's there and then it disappears very quickly. There's an avoid of simcha, ivdus Hashem b'simcha. We don't really know anything much about Rosh Chodesh Adar, how it's different from another Rosh Chodesh. We know what happened during the month, but we don't know what's the Mishnah Nichnas. All we have are a few words in the Mishnah and Shkolim. The Mishnah says, Be'echa ba'adar, ma'ashmin ala Shkolim ala kelai. It's a very strange shidduch. That Be'echad Ba'adam, Mashmin al Ashkalim, we just had Shabbos Shkalim, that of course we know that the announcement would be made, everybody should start to take care, to bring the Masa Shekel, to get ready for what's going to be needed, to prepare for the Korbanos of Pesach, the Avodah of Pesach, for Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmin al Ashkalim. Va'al HaKelayim. That the warning would be, the warning would be announced to be careful when it comes to the mixing of kelai, crossing, grafting the animals, kelai. It's hard to understand. What's the connection? Mashmina alash kolam v'ala kelai. It's aleph. Beis, everybody here knows the Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding what's the Machzah Shekel. In the Skasha Moshe, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a matbeah shel eish, a fiery coin, mitachas kisei hakovet, under the kisei hakovet, and he showed this to Moshe Rabbeinu. And kisei yidnu, this is the Machzah Shekel. This is what you have to, kisei yidnu. Now we find this, of course, some other times with the menorah. But the menorah is a hard thing. Kiddush HaChodesh, the calculations of the Chodesh and so on. Here we could try to understand with these things that make sense that Niskasha Moshe, the Moshe had a hard time. But what is it that's hard about the Machzah Shekel? What's Niskasha Moshe by the Machzah Shekel? So in order to get to work on Simcha, in order to prepare for the Yontif of Purim, we have to talk for a few minutes about something that's called in the Megillah Machsheves Haman. There's a way of thinking that's called Machsheves Haman. It's a hamadike machshav. There's a way of thinking. There's a way of looking at everything in life that's called machshavas haman. And that goes back to the beginning of time, because all you know, the Gemara says in Chulin, and the Afkuf Lamatez, the Gemara says, haman min ha-terminai. Haman min ha-terminai, what's the beginning of haman? Where does haman come from? Haman ha'etz comes to Netzah Das Tovira. From that tree that Hashem commanded, Lo Yisalcha Mimenu, Haman Ha'etz, did you eat from that tree? And that Haman comes from that place, and that time, of the Netzah Das Tovira, Haman Ha'etz. So we understand that the Machsheves Haman defines the character of the world that we live in, because that's the beginning of the world, it was the Eitz Hadas. And the Svarim call this world an Alma Desveka, world of uncertainty and doubt. And that tree is known as the Ilana Desveka, the tree of Safek. Everybody here knows that we have in the Kadmonim that Amalek is the Gematria Safek. Uncertainty and doubt, confusion. Machsheves Haman means when the borders between good and evil, right and wrong, belief and heresy aren't clear. It's a tishtush, a bilbul, a confusion. Ashakor HaBadarach means that when a person is on his way to feeling Elokus, to feeling the Bari Arlo, there's that mitzias vashakorcha of that kriyus, that coldness of Amalek baderech, and the Jew begins to wonder, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. How could I be sure? How do I know? It's a poison in our lives. If people that they're married, and the beginning it was so beautiful under the chuppah, and then something happens in the marriage baderech. I was talking about this to the chevra on Sunday in the chabur of Yosef HaTzadik. Something happens along the way, baderech, and there's a kriyus. And sometimes the wife begins to wonder, like, why did I marry this guy? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin is not only a belief in God, it means belief in a husband, belief in a wife, belief in my ability to be a parent, to be a good friend. It means skepticism, it means uncertainty. It's the most horrible thing when it creeps into a marriage. Did I marry the right person? What was I doing? Maybe it was a mistake. That thought is called Machsheves Haman. Maybe this is wrong. Maybe this is a mistake. Beis Yosef says in Reish Laman Aleph, listen to these words. Beis Yosef is telling us the klal of life. He says the following. Klalo shel dover she'ha'odam tzarech lishkol b'moznei sichloi kol protei avadoysov. The Beis Yosef says that the klal of life is that a person must weigh lishkol b'moznei sichloi on the scales of his mind. Each and every one of us has in our mind a scale. And the Beis Yosef says that each person has to always weigh in the scale of his mind, kol prote avadoysav, every single detail of his life. Im noigeya behem tzad ha'anor la'avoydes elokus, to weigh. When something comes up, when there's an opportunity to do something, to go somewhere, the Beis Yosef says that a Jew has to stop and he has to enter into that place where he has a scale inside of his mind. And he has to weigh, and he has to measure, to clarify. This moment, what I'm about to do, or what I'm considering doing, what I'm considering reading, or the words that I'm considering to say, kol prote avadoysov im nogeya behem tzad hanor la'avodes elokus, and the person has to weigh in his mind if this that I'm about to do is nogeya behem tzad hanor la'avodes elokus, which means brings nachas ruach, will bring nachas ruach to one who created me, is something that will strengthen the elokus, the godliness within me, then yigmar la'asai, then he should make up his mind and he should go ahead and do that. V'im lav. And if not, then yidche b'shte yodav levilti asoyis lemino v'lemiktsas. Then the person should push away with both hands, not to get involved in this matter, lemino v'lemiktsas, not in the tiniest bit, in the slightest bit. Mashmin alashkolim chever means that the tachlis of our lives is lishkol b'da'atein, is to use our minds and to be mavchin, to distinguish, to differentiate, to weigh and to measure every single thought, every single word, every single action, and to ask ourselves the question, is this that I'm about to do, is this something which gives nachas ruach to the Bari Olam? Is this something which gives hana to the nefesh elokis? It's something that goes beyond whether it says in Shulchan Aruch like this or like that. Obviously, anything that's forbidden is forbidden. But there are many, many things where it's not clear. And there are many times in life that you could come up with a lumdus like this or a medrash like that that would seem to support what you want to do, and that wanting is coming from a place that's not great, that's not holy, that's not pure. And the scales of the mind have been skewed to think a certain way. And Mashmin al Ashkola means, like the Ramchal says in the very first sentence of Mesil Sheshem, at the beginning of the actual Sefer, that you will know, Yisoyda Chasidis. When we were children, we had to memorize this. Yisoyda Chasidis, the foundation of Chasidis. B'shor Shahavoyda HaTmim, and the root of the perfect service of Hashem, is what? Sheyisbara V'yisameis Eitzel Adam. That should be clear. She is bara. V'yis ames. Clear and true. She is bara. V'yis ames. Etz la'odom. Ma chayvoso ba'olom. What is his obligation? Why was he created? What's his tachlis in life? So be'echad ba'odom ashmina al ashkola. That at this time of the year, when it came out the girl that Haman was going to destroy us. Machsheves Haman is that world of Kilayim. You understand? What does Kilayim mean? Kilayim means where we don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. It's true there's a madrega to reach on Purim Ad Liyada. But that's only for a person whose entire life is a life of Ladas. How to make a chilik between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. I was talking to the Chevra before in the Shir. Look what just happened. Look what just happened now. These past 2 or 3 weeks, this whole trial, this forest in Eretz Yisrael. We're living in a world where it's not clear. Is there a difference between a Palestinian terrorist and a Jewish soldier, a boy who's worried, who's frightened? Is there a chilik between the two? That the newspaper could have a headline that an Israeli soldier is convicted for shooting an injured Palestinian. That was the headline of the New York Times. I didn't see it, because Baruch Hashem, I haven't touched that paper in over 20 years. But I was told that it said, such a lashon, that the Israeli soldier was convicted for shooting an injured Palestinian, like this Palestinian was taking his children to the park or to something to play paddleball. He was a terrorist, he was a murderer. You see, the whole world is besieged by the sickness of Kilayim. Kilayim means where it was once clear that there's good and there's evil, there's right, there's wrong, there's a boy, there's a girl. We're living in a time where they can make chasnas, they want to make chasnas to Zacharim and to Nekevus, where there's no chilik, there's a blurring of those boundaries that separate between the meaning of this world, between what is and what isn't, what belongs and what doesn't belong, one with the other. Achi is baravi is ames, etzlo the machavosabal. Hashem is Baruch gave each and every one of us shkolim. And shkolim, the Beis Yosef says, means a mishkal. A mishkal, that's the lashon lishkal b'moz, nei sichla, to be able to weigh on the scale of his mind. Mashmina al hashkolim va'al hakelayim. That a person has that choice in life. When a person enters into that way of thinking, that is machsheves haman, chas v'shalom, that's called kelayim, confusion, where it's not clear to him, what's the point of my life? What's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad? So then it's impossible to feel simcha. Because the Svarna say that besimcha is the same oisius as the word machshav. Besimcha is the same letters as the word machshav. And therefore, mishenichnas other marben besimcha, every year I've mentioned to you that the Sfasemis brings from the Chidusharim, the Tzadikim say, it doesn't say mishahigia adar. It doesn't say mishabo adar. Today is Rosh Chodesh adar. Can all of us say that we're feeling like everything is great? Everybody just feels like dancing. Everybody's happy. We're trying. So we sing some familiar songs. We try to think of positive things. But the Sfasema says that there's no magic. You can't just become happy. But all of a sudden you become happy. Everybody's like going to be is on the train, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and they're all looking down, depressed. My father used to call Unga Blues, and that means like, but not nothing, no happiness, but like blown out of you. There's nothing in you. And all of a sudden, someone says, Chavre, it's Rosh Chodesh. And everybody goes, ha, ha, ha. Rosh Chodesh Adar. Boy, am I happy. Boy, am I happy. It means that it doesn't bother me now that I have, you know, three kids that are off the derech. It doesn't bother me that I got a daughter that's 42 years old and not married. It doesn't bother me that my wife can't stand me. It doesn't bother me that I have no money. It doesn't bother me that you know, I haven't spoken to my brother in 45 years. You know why? Because it says, Mishenichnas Adam, I'm so happy. So happy. Life is great. If the Hashem simply means it just doesn't happen. The Hashem says, it doesn't say Mishabah Adam Rabbah Simcha. It doesn't say Mishahigiyah when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh. All of a sudden it's happy. It says Mishenichnas Adam Rabbah Simcha. And Mishenichnas Adam Rabbah Simcha means that regardless of what is going on in my life, if that behews, if that clarity, if Mashmina Halashkolim, if I can daher, Lishma doesn't just mean to hear with your ears, it means in Yiddish to daher, which means to understand, to grasp. Mashmina al hashkolim, that I have the ability, lishkol b'ma'aznei sichli, to weigh on the scale of my mind. That's shekel, lishkol, to weigh the shekel of my mind. What is the tachlis of my life? Of course there are difficulties, of course there are challenges. But when a person lives in that world of b'machshava, and he enters into the world of Adar, you know, Chazal say, what is it that's different about the month of Adar? L'maisa, what's different? So the Gemara says, you know, man de'is le'dina b'hadi goy, that if you have some sort of a court case pending with a goy, with an ochri, then lahamsi nafshei ba'adar, then you should try to see to it the case that the court case should be in Adar. Why? Because the Gemara says the bari mazli. It has a strong mazli, it has a good mazli. So here too the Sfasema says, in Pnimius, it's not talking about that you have some court case with a goy. The Beis Yisrael, the Sfasema, the Tzadikim say, is talking about when a person has a court case with that guy that's inside of his own head. See, inside of our heads, each one of us has a little guy. And that little guy, that little piece of uncertainty, that part of us that comes from the world of Hamin Ha'etz, Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra, Ilona Desveika, that takes away all the Simcha Sechai. I don't believe that my wife loves me. I don't believe that my kids are good. I don't believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is thinking about me. So the Beis Yisrael says, "Man de'is le'dina b'hadegoy" doesn't mean just to have a court case with Bahadur Goy, some guy in the world. It means that part of us, inside of us, that's torturing us, that takes away the Simchas Achai. Because we're not living in a place of Achiyas Barbiyas Ames Machay Vasa Barlam. It's not clear to us. Machay Vasa Barlam. The boundaries, the borders between good and bad, right and wrong, are unclear. And because of that, we're not able to feel the simcha that we should be feeling. You know, the Zerachaydish, the Rav Shusha says, in this parasha in Truma, he says an interesting thing. He says that all of the midas of the Oren are midas shvuras, are broken. Amasayim v'cheitzi orachai, v'ama v'cheitzi rochbo, v'ama v'cheitzi kamosai. So the Rav Shitzer asks, why is everything, why? The Rav Shalom likes shleimus. Same thing with the Machzah Shekel. And why the midas of the Aron in such a way? Why is it in such a way of Amasayim v'cheitzi, Ama v'cheitzi? Why broken midas? Why broken shkolim and broken midas? So the Holy Rav Shitzer says a very deep thing. He says that the tachlis of a person in this world is to break open everything, to analyze, to examine, to search within himself whether this is right or wrong. That chetzi means to dissect, to break something in half, to look at something deeply and inside. Does Hashem's Baruch have nachas ruach that I'm looking at this particular thing right now on my computer? You don't have to look that up in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to find some sefer. The person has to be shoykel b'mozne sichlo. You have a scale inside your brain. And you have a Jewish heart. And if you crack open, if you break open that moment that you're in, and if you break open the thing that's on the computer, and you examine it and you dissect it, it becomes very clear, it's very easy to see that this is not necessarily something that gives nachas ruach to the Rebbein Shlomo. A joke that you're going to make. The Rav Shitzer says, Amasai v'cheitzi, Ama v'cheitzi, 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 machza shekel. It means the avoida of lishkol requires that a Jew thinks in such a way where he examines every moment of his life and everything that he thinks and everything that he says and everything that he does. And he asks himself the question, is this good or is it bad? Is this Araham or is this Baruch Mordechai? Now it's very easy to hide. It's a machloik between the Ram and the Rav. I don't know, I think there's a sheet that's at Tosfos that says that I'm not chayav kares from what I'm doing. You can play all these games your whole life. That game is called Hamin Ha'etz. It's called Machsheves Haman. It's called Ilana Desveke. It's called a life that is blurred and unclear. And when a person lives that life, there's no simcha. Because everything is marred and stained by uncertainty, by doubt, by confusion. Therefore, the Rishonim says the Aron is the place of the Torah, and a life of Torah is a life of clarity, of Yisbar v'Yisames, of Amasayim v'Chetzi, of cracking open and looking inside, breaking things in half. L'moshe. Almost every week, I'll have a parent that will ask me the following: my kid doesn't want to go to Shul Shabbos morning. I say, how old is your kid? He's 9 years old. He doesn't want to go to Shul Shabbos morning. So the father's asking me, what should I do? Should I force him to get out of bed, or should I let him sleep? So usually the first thing I say is, it's a vishnuns between us. You feel like going to shul? Really, bends. I'm not talking about kiddush. I'm talking about shul. I'm talking about davening. You mean davening is 8:30. You're nervous already by 8 o'clock. You're putting on your jacket. You're already running. Your tie is already on. You're already there. Or you're dragging around the kitchen at 8:30 looking at a newspaper, having a little piece of Danish or something, or coffee. That's the first question, just to make the guy feel bad. Then the second thing we talk about is, look, your kid is 9 years old. It's a funny age. Sometimes you got to wake him up, and sometimes you got to let him sleep. This is what does that mean, sometimes? So I don't know. Talk to him, see. Try to make a thing with him that maybe once a month he should come to shul with you. Or make a thing with him that maybe he can come a little bit later to Shul Chais. Something. You see, with everything in life is lishkol b'moznei sechlo, to examine it, to break in half. There's a midah that's called chesed. Chesed says, let the kid stay in bed, right? Poor boy. Let him stay in bed. He's tired. He's a little boy. Let him stay in bed. The midah segevura says, kum la'avodes aboyre. The midah segevura says, you should be mezgaber kari. You're 9 years old. Get out of bed. What are you lying there like that? It's Shabbos. You have to come to shul. That's the midah segevura. Every step of life, we're not sure what to do. It's not always clear, like this is chametz, it's not chametz. This is kosher, it's not kosher. There's so many words that come out of our mouths during the day that really have to be examined, analyzed, broken in half. Actually, it's barav yisamet, when you stop and you ask yourself, emes, be'emes, be'emes. Does the one who created me have nachas ruach? Like the words of the Beis Yosef, nochamal. Shalom tzorach lishkol b'moznei sichlo kol protei avodosov im nogeya behem tzad hanor la'avoydes elokus yigmar la'asoyis v'im lav yidche b'shtayodav levilti asoyis lamina v'loy miktsasa be'echad ba'ada, which is the time of the gzeira of Haman that he thought would be a mazdika time, with a guy inside of a person's mind causes the confusion that's called machsheves Haman, Hamin ha'eitz, eitz adas toivera, ilona desfeker. Mishenichnas Adar means when the koach of Adar, the kedusha of Adar, of Adir b'morim Hashem, of mashmin reshchodesh Adar, mashmin al hashkolim, the mishkal of the mind, v'al hakilayim, that warns a Jew, don't get lost in that world of the eitz adas toivera, which is kilayim. You know, the Zohar says, on the possibility that you can't have kilayim of the ox and the donkey. So Zohar HaKadosh says, the shor is the koach of Esav. The ox is Esav. And the chamor, is shula chamor ima chamor, who's the chamor? Yishmor. And the kilayim, the crossbreeding of the shor and the chamor, brings into the world, as Zohar says, what's called the kelev, the dog. The dog is Amalek. Like Rashi brings down in Chumash and Bishalach. The dog is Amalek. That when a person has this suffix, Hayesh Hashem v'kibbeinu m'ayin, Hashem sends the dog, Rashi brings down from Chazal. And the dog is Amalek. And the Amalek is a kelayim, is a crossbreeding of the east and the west. Of Esav, which is the west, and the east, which is Yishmael, which the goal is at the end of time, this final goal is of Edom, which the morale and all the Surah Kodeshim explain, based upon the Midrashim and Chazal and the Zohar Kodesh and Pirkei Avos and Tanya Vilna, all the Midrashim that say that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a very strange grafting, a crossbreeding of the East and the West, and that the Ishmaelim are going to move to the West. The Ishmaelim are going to come from their places, and they're all going to try to come to the Western world and to invade the Western world. And there's going to be a mixing together, which is symbolized and manifested in the United Nations. That's called that place where the nations of the world unite. Where over the years, all we see is this kilayim of the coldness of the West, of Esav, which is the Shor, and the filth, the tumah, the niv of Yishmael. And that crossbreeding is called kilayim, the Zohar Kodesh says. And that mixing of the East and the West, which at the end of time will rise up against Yerushalayim, which is what we're living in our times. That how could it be? How could it be that a fair-minded, intelligent guy in Belgium or in Germany, in America, in London or Paris, how could it be that it's not clear to him that there's a difference between a terrorist and a Jew and a soldier? How could such a thing be? How could there be such a kilayim? How could there be such confusion? Occupied territories. Yerushalayim maybe is not, it doesn't belong to the Jews. How could there be such a bilbul? How could there be such sveikus in the world? You would think that the Western world wouldn't allow one Yishmaeli in. If the last president was still be in power, that there'd be thousands and thousands coming in every day. You would think that intelligent, civilized people would see what's going on. You see what's going on. The Arabs don't let them in. They're not allowed into Saudi Arabia, these hilarious. They're not allowed into Kuwait. The Western world is saying, Baruch haba, Baruch Haba, and welcoming in, not all of them, but it's a Ruba de Minkira of Rotschim, of Mechablim. And then all of the newspapers make the Jews into Nazis and the Palestinians into Jews. How could there be such a tishtush, a bilbul? How could there be such a thing? Because Chazal already said a long time ago, and the Zohar Kodesh says, and the Torah already said a long time ago, there was a chasna that was made between Yishmael and Esav, as you know, with Mochlas. And that chasna meant the crossbreeding of Yishmael and Esav. And that crossbreeding of Yishmael and Esav has brought the world into such a tkufa before Mashiach comes, where we don't know what's a boy and what's a girl. We don't know what's good, we don't know what's bad. We don't know what's right and what's wrong. And all a Jew has is the Aron with the Luchais. And the Aron Luchais which says, Yisbar v'yisameitz etz la'odam achir v'asol ba'ilom. So now we come to the end. Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu was intelligence and understanding of a Jew. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned, from where are the Jewish people going to draw this ability to make a distinction between Aram and Baruch Mordechai? From where are Jews going to have this strength, that koach, lishkol b'mozne ha-seichel, achi yisbar v'yisameitz, from where are Jews going to have such koaches? Because the world is crazy, mam is crazy. Somebody told me yesterday, was it one of the chevra here, or in shul, one of the guys told me, that they now have a law in Scandinavia, maybe, where if people get a pet, they get 6 weeks off. Like when you have a baby, you know, you get off, that they give you 6 weeks. So you know that every single Jew over there is going to buy a dog and take off 6 weeks and then shoot the thing. And all the guys are going to have like these they're going to have pets all over their homes, and the Jews are just going to figure out, you know, like a hamtzah, like what to do with my dog after a couple of weeks. You get 6 weeks off and you get a new dog. The kelev is amalek to have a new dog when you get a new piece of amalek in the world. So then you have 6 weeks off, like a mother that has a baby. Maybe this person was joking, but it sounded like it was a serious thing. I'm sure you could find this out with one press. And the thing to find out is there's such an Indian in the world that came down that people get off. I don't know who's the father. I don't know how that works. Who gets off? But somebody in that family gets off 6 weeks. That's what I was told yesterday. 6 weeks. I know my wife never took off more than like 2 weeks. And if you, it's a funny thing because you could buy a dog and you get off 6 weeks. You know, you know, it's crazy. It's mom's crazy. So Moshe Rabbeinu was worried for good reason. Niskasha Moshe b'machsa shekel. Like, how are Jews going to be able to weigh things in a normal way? How are they going to be able to stay away from Kilayim? It's a crazy, mixed up world. How are they going to manage this thing? How are they going to pull it off? Every single time you walk in the street, wherever we go, every course you go to, every class that you hear, there's confusion, there's bilbulim, there's sveikas. So Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu reached under the key, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Yisbarach rather, reached under the kisei kavod, and he took out a matbeah shel esh, a fiery coin. And all the Sfarim are wondering, what is this matbeah shel esh? What does that mean, a fiery coin? So Sfasemen says this sentence, listen carefully. Hainu, shi'esh l'bnei Yisrael chelek b'shamayim, every single one of us is a machza shekel. Half of us is in this world. But the higher half of who we are at this moment is by the kisei hakavod. That's where our neshamas come from. In other words, the fiery coin that's under God's throne means the essence of who we are. A Jew has within him a chelek elokam yimal. That's called the matbeah shel esh. The chel ganit l'boilam hazeh u'tshvichin l'ezdamais u'lezdabek b'chela ke'elyon. U'tshvichin l'ezdamais u'lezdabek b'chela ke'elyon. And the tachlis of our lives is to take the half of who we are in this world and to compare it to the half of who we are in the world above. Lizdamois, to make that comparison, ulehizdabik, and to become attached, to join together the two halves. The half of who I am in this world that I see with my eyes, and the half of who I really am, which is the fiery coin that Hashem keeps under his throne. That's my neshama. And the Sfasemis is saying that the tachlis of life is to match those two halves, to do whatever we can to make those two halves match. That's what it means, lishkol b'mozne sichl. That's what it means to overcome the sickness, the ugliness of kilai. It means Esther Malkia asking, Archatzi ha-malchus, v'yinosen lach. It means the Melech Malkia Amlochim says to Esther, who means a Jew that's going through difficulties and confusion, Archatzi ha-malchus, I gave you in yourself, you have Chatzi ha-malchus. I gave you half of myself, kivyochel. Hashem says to each one of us, I gave you Chatzi ha-malchus, v'yinosen lach. I gave it to you. You're asking me for Chatzi ha-malchus. Ad Chatzi ha-malchus. The whole malchus I can't give you, because the whole malchus you have to draw down for yourself. But I'm giving you half the malchus. That means that you and I, each one of us here in this room right now, we have a fiery coin. We have the matbeah shel eish. We have a nefesh shel kis. We have a cheluk el kom yimal, a fiery coin, mamish. A matbeah shel eish. And how is it possible that you and I should be able to keep our heads straight and clear, Yisbar v'Yisamitz, even in Tavshin Ayin Zayin, in the insanity that we're living in the time of the Kelev, of the Kilayin, of Amalek? The Teretz is because there's something much deeper inside of us. And if we want that, and we daven for that, and we cry for that, especially in the month of Adar, Mashmina al Ashkolim al Kilayim, we can make good decisions. And when we live a life that's purposeful and meaningful, and we're clear with the truth, and we know what the truth is, and we go for the truth, and we live for the truth, we slip up sometimes, but we bring ourselves right back, then Mishenichtas Adar, when that clarity enters into a person, Ma'ar Bezimcha. Bezimcha Zoyis is Mashav. That's the Ivdus Hashem, Bezimcha. It's the avoid of Simcha, doesn't happen. It's not Voda of analyzing, examining, and thinking, living a life that's filled with Shkol. And I'll tell you, Maisa, maybe I told it to you once, I don't remember. They say about the tzaddik of Meryl per Mishlanus Chusi Yalein. The Chassidim said about Rabbi Meryl that he would go in the winter. There were some tzaddikim that were known to do this. He would go in the winter and he would go to the frozen lake, and he would cut out a piece of the ice, and he would tifle in the water. And there were maskilim over there that were making fun of the Chassidim, that it's not possible such a thing, that a person can live through that. And even if it was possible to live through that, how could he possibly get to that place at the lake? Everything, the mountains there were totally ice, were frozen solid. So how could the tzaddik possibly do such a thing? So the maskilim were making fun. And the chassidim said, you can go, if you go early in the morning, if you go early enough, you could probably watch. So sure enough, these maskilim, who lived with Machsheves Haman, with that confusion and uncertainty, the skepticism, they secretly were watching, and they went where Meryl was going, and he came to the top of the mountain over there, to the place, that high place, and it was all ice, and he walked down slow, and Itaka went over to the lake, and he had there a place that he went, and these maskilim couldn't believe their eyes that he went, and he toiled in the ice. So the guys, the chassidim, the next day asked these, because the maskilim told them they were going to find out. The chassidim asked the maskilim, "No, did you see the rabbi? Did he go into the water?" So the maskilim said, "It's true. I can't argue with that. He did that. He went down the mountain and he went into the mikveh by the ice." So the chassidim, of course, said, it's a nace. Only Arab. So these maskilim couldn't stand that. So they said, if he could do it, we could also do it. So the next day, they went to the top of the mountain, and they figured they'll walk down. They didn't. They slid down, and they broke all their bones. They never got to the mikveh. They were totally They're broken. And it happens that Mary Purim Rishon, they went to visit them. They were very, very sick, and they were in pain, and they were taken someplace. I don't know, they had a hospital, whatever they were staying. And Mary Purim Rishon, they went to visit them. And these two maskilim said to the Rebbe, "Okay, Rebbe, can you tell us, how do you do that? We're young, healthy guys, and we couldn't do that with the mountain. How is it possible that you did that? And you do that every day." And Rav Meir Primazana said to them, "When a Jew is tied up above, he doesn't slip down below. That's the difference between me and you. My whole life is tied up to the one above. And when my life is tied up to the one above, I don't slip down here below. Maybe that's the meaning of Kimu Lamala Masha Kiblu Lamata. And when there's that Kimu Vikiblu of a Jew in this world, to live a life of godliness, and Kimu Lamala Masha Kiblu Lamata, then there's a meeting of what's above with what's below. And when those two halves meet, then a person feels the Shlemus and the Simcha of being a Jew. Hashem Yisbarach should help each and every one of us. I wanted to speak about this because we're living through such confusion. And we should know that the simcha is not just about clapping and jumping and drinking a little bit. It's about thinking in a Jewish way. It's about working on ourselves. It's hard work. But if we work hard on it, it's guaranteed that we should nichnas other, that if we let other into us, and we work hard to bring it into us, mar b'simcha, that we'll feel each and every one of us, gevaldige simcha, to come to the yontiv of Purim, which will bring to the gula of Pesach, which will bring to the gula of Kimei Tzeis Chemer Tzitzrayim, Eirenu Niflos, of the gula Shavah Amitis, from every Amen. Amen.
Amen.